Tanguy from the CFA, who was a regular contributor to the show. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, Robbo. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. I was just thinking, when I was driving in this morning, there was still lots of lightning around. How much is lightning responsible for starting grass fires and bushfires around the place?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of fires each year are started from what they call dry lightning strikes, especially in areas where it's very dry and there's a lot of fuel load around. So we will see that in coming hours and coming days with what's predicted to happen. Fortunately, a lot of those places, and it can be put out easily, but we need to be prepared, and it's all about the preparation, Robbo, and making sure that we know what we're going to do in the event of an emergency.
Now, you mentioned their fuel loads, and it's really important at this time now to make sure that fuel loads are minimised as much as possible.
Oh, definitely. We've spoken for many, many months about cleaning up, making sure that everything around your property is tidy, making sure that anything more than about a 10-cent coin that's likely to burn has been cleaned up. And that's things like leaves, bark, branches, twigs, sticks, whatever it might be, anything that's possibly flammable, to move it away from the house. But it's about making sure that we continue to do that. So you might look outside today and it's wet where you are, or it's overcast, it looks quite cold, but it is still fire season right across the state of Victoria. We are in fire restrictions, so those regulations do apply regardless of what the weather is for that particular day or the particular time that you're wanting to perform an activity. So it's making sure that your cleanup and reducing, as we term it, the fuel load, anything that's likely to burn and contribute to a fire, make sure that that's been removed so that you're reducing the risk around you and around the people visiting and the people that live with you as well.
Yeah. I tell you, I really noticed, like, over the break, went for a few drives. I'd be the only bloke in central Victoria. I took the turn off to Lake Epilock at Axdale, ended up sort of at the weir, and then tried to work my way around through the back roads to find the picnic area. But the only bloke in central Victoria couldn't find Lake Epilock. But anyway, that's a sight. But I know, I'm a bloody deal, really. But out on these little dirt roads, thinking, God almighty, where am I? That aside, my observation was going to be that, I tell you, it was dry as a dead dingo's donger out there, mate.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, we are in the middle of fire season, and even though we're having a bit of rain, it is forecast for the coming days as well, it will run off. It is still very dry. It is summertime. It's what we used to. It's what happens in Australia. But we need to make sure that we're vigilant. And I laughed when you said about driving, because quite often turning off and just instinctively going a particular way off the main road opens your eyes up and you see quite a lot more than you normally would. And you're right, the fuel loads and everything that's around will contribute to a fire should one start. So it's about being safe, it's about reducing the risk, continuing to do so right through the fire season, and making sure that any hazards on your property are removed, because your property, you're the person that's responsible.
Yes, I certainly did see some things, mate. It was just not what I wanted to see because I couldn't find it. Hey, Paul, what's the CFA website if people want to find out more info?
cfa.vic.gov.au, and the Vic Emergency Hotline number, 1-800-226-226.
Good on you, mate. Always good to chat. Talk soon.
All right, thanks, mate.
Paul Tanguy from the CFA joining us on the Wake Up Call.